It's episode 184, and we've got plugins for anti-spam, connecting related posts, widget shortcodes, customer reviews, and an amazing new way to create fully functional WordPress demonstration sites. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be back here with everyone.
And we've got the usual great show for you here today. And don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. Or if you're listening to it, something's out of order here. That's my whole problem. I'm trying to read and keep my notes. I don't know.
Anyway, oh, is the Twitter thing there?
Yeah,
okay, you don't like Twitter.
Oh, I love Twitter, but it throwed me off. That's okay. We'll survive. So don't forget, you can get us, if you've got a couple minutes, we'd greatly appreciate you to take time and go over to Stitcher Radio and give us a review. Or if you're listening to us through iTunes, take your time and give us a review there. It helps clean out the junk that has been collecting there in iTunes for several years now.
That's right. If you want to clean out the junk and want to follow the show and get some of the best of stuff that gets posted, follow us on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. We've got a lot of things that happen every day. Old shows get posted to remind you what's there. So we got a lot of feedback, a lot of retweets too, John.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I try to remember to check in there daily, but I don't always get a chance to log into the Twitter feed to see what's up. And I know we get questions and other things there from time to time, too, which is actually kind of nice. And we greatly appreciate it to all you listeners out there.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. I've had some people ask exactly how they can submit a plugin through Twitter, and we've directed them right to the show website, WPPluginsAtoZ.com. So for any developers out there, we have a form that actually allows you to submit your plugin directly to John and I for direct reviews.
Yes, and provide us with the plugin, and it makes it real easy for us. All right, and don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress, so if you're looking for some WordPress support, simple question, or maybe you've broken your website, or who knows, maybe you're just looking for that unique functionality you haven't been able to quite solve yet. Well, those are some of my specialties. And you can reach me directly by sending me an email, john@wppro.ca, or you can give me a quick call at 818-850-7729. It'll ring right straight through to me. So check it out.
Ooh, I'm going to prank call you at like 2 in the morning, John.
Yeah, I won't answer it then. It'll go to voicemail.
All right. Well, it's no prank. On this end, I'm actually giving away some free SEO auditing this month. So make sure that you email me, marcuscouch@gmail.com. Please describe your either enterprise level or, you know, medium-sized e-commerce site. Like to see somebody who's got some direct products and maybe even some local competition. That would be pretty cool. Free website auditing. Just give me an email, marcuscouch@gmail.com.
That would be really good. Get your website checked out. Make sure you're meeting the latest and greatest that Google is inventing to irritate people.
And it happens every day, just like donuts.
Fresh baked daily. All right, well, it looks like it's a pretty quiet week for us on the news and feedback front. So
yeah, until WordPress 4.0 really gets full steam ahead with all the bugs and everything shaken out of it, then we'll have some big news then, but until then, it's meat and potatoes time, right?
All right, looks like we're going to jump right into it today. Off we go, eh?
Hit it.
The There we have it. All right, the first plugin I have for you today is the Portfolio and Testimonial Manager. This plugin here is one I discovered in the repository, and it is one of the few plugins I have seen that manages both portfolio and testimonials in one plugin. And it does a pretty decent job of handling both of them. It has a few settings in it. The settings are basically so you can customize the image sizes that are going to be used in how you display your portfolio and testimonial information. And it allows you to categorize your portfolio items up, and then when you display them on a single page, it tabs those categories out so you can create several different types of portfolios. Say you do graphics and websites and fonts or some other items, you can create a specialized portfolio for each of them segments, and then people can just click through the tabs looking at what they want. And then the testimonials themselves, when you get those collected up, it displays them as a scroller bar that scrolls across the page, listing up the testimonial, a picture of the person or their company logo or whatever they're going to have you use, and talking about how great you and your company are. And all in all, it's a pretty decent portfolio testimonial plugin rolled up into one. As I've been looking to replace my portfolio plugin in the upgraded website I have, this one here looks like it might make the cut for doing a replacement for me. So give it a check out. It's called Portfolio and Testimonial Manager, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
John, let's play a little PR game, shall we? Mm-hmm. Let's rename this plugin either Portmonial or Testfolio. What do you like?
We'll go with Portmonial. I kind of like that.
Really? Not yeah. Testfolio. Okay. One vote for each. All right. Let's see. You decide. Hopefully the guys over at Media 6 that created the plugin, they'll take our advice. Well, let's talk about something here that we all do as developers and designers. Sometimes we want people to experience our products even from the back end, right? So we want to create a separate demo site that will do nothing but let people play around with it from front end and back end, even in a training or demo experience, showing off a plugin or just creating a stage site where you can really do tests to see if something breaks and easily wipe it out again. This plugin is called WP Demo Builder. And this is a game changer for anybody who's in the business of designing anything that anybody ever buys. And I'm getting really charged up about this one in particular because this one rocks. It did everything that I thought it would as a demo builder. You can lock things down, make it reformat it, you know, every hour or whatever to make it reset itself again. So this thing is childproof, hackerproof, demo proof. Whatever you want to call it, but I call it perfect as far as 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I saw that one. I didn't actually go check it out, so now I'm going to have to, because I'm always setting up demo sites.
Yeah, it's exactly like it allows you to, let's just say you have maybe 5 or 6 different templates or something that you're working on. And you do something on the back end where you also have inclusive plugins, and you know, maybe it's for restaurants or specific kinds of sites.
Yeah.
And you'd like to give somebody a back end and front end feel as to what they are. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Yeah, that's going to be a very nice one. All right, well, give that one a good checkout, folks. All right, so the next one I've got here, and this one here is, of course, for everyone out there who has ever deleted a spam comment from their website. Raise your hand if you ever had to do that. Oh, yeah, the whole house goes up, of course. So,
mean.
This is called Honeypot Comments. And what this plugin proposes to do for you is eliminate the issue once and for all and be better than a kismet at anti-spam-bee at eliminating the spam bots from being able to put comments on your website. What it does is it creates a hidden field in your comment form that a spam bot will automatically click and check on, but a human will never see. And when it doesn't check, clicks on that hidden field, it does not submit the comment. And so the comment never even shows up to be spammed out. It's just killed instantly. But, of course, this will never prevent those pesky humans out there that people hire for 2 cents an hour to go out and manually insert comments. So, you know, it's half of one, six of a, or half a dozen of one, six of the other, you know. It'll do a great job, and from what I see, it's probably going to be a nice thing. And I'm seeing more and more of these honeypot-type systems starting to appear to stop the spam bots. And so give it a check out. It's called Honeypot Comments, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Yes, the old fake field in the comments. Yep. I see the tricks. Very nice.
It does
it's
seem
a good
to
way
work.
To detect that stuff.
I'm pretty certain that that's what Gravity Forms uses for their anti-spam honeypot. Is something like that. It sticks a fake field in there because whatever Gravity Forms uses for their honeypot, it's very rare that I get a piece of spam come through on my forms for any of my websites.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about something else that's kind of an elevated form of comments. This is called Good Reviews for WordPress, and it allows you to add reviews and testimonials to your website and easily enter them right into posts, pages, widgets, or anything, and still use nice search engine friendly schema markup, which is always important. So what it allows you to do is output reviews using the schema.org markup and identify and integrate them right into your posts. Now, it does things like numbered or star ratings or reviews. So it does 5 stars. We might use something like that on our site. It does a photo of the actual reviewer themselves so they can upload an image. It adds a link to the reviewer's organization. So if they're from a company or things like that with a review that they'd like to leave, then that helps as well. And it allows you to insert via short code individual reviews or different categories of reviews that it can then scroll through on any page, post, or even in the sidebar. Really nice integration. A little bit ugly when it comes to putting that photo in there. It didn't have a lot of response without a little bit of hand manipulation as far as the code goes. But otherwise, I thought it was really great. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, nice. Could be a very useful one for your website if you're looking to display your reviews. Okay, and the last one I've got for you here today is called Widgets as a Short Code. And, of course, there's one that I've discussed in the past, which is widgets on pages, which allows you to create customized widgets you can stick anywhere on your website. This one, however, is a little bit different. And if you've ever wanted to use the WordPress default widgets somewhere aside from the sidebars they've been assigned, then this one is for you. It creates up short codes for all of the WordPress default widgets that you can then insert anywhere on your website to have those widgets appear. You want a customized menu, you want the search bar appearing on a specific page, you want, I don't remember the list of all the widgets at the moment, any of those widgets, you can have them appear anywhere you want on your site just by inserting the short code. Great little plugin, offers lots of promise for dealing with all of the WordPress default widgets that are often used. So check it out. It's called Widgets as Short Codes, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Yeah, definitely, John. There are so many applications that and plugins that I see that only define things in a widget, and they never give you a short code to actually use. Or, you know, that's really helpful. I think that as long as you can stick that somewhere else, that's a huge help. Did you find it? What was the application that you tried it on?
I didn't try it on application. I just threw it into my sandbox area and played with it a little bit, and it worked pretty decently.
Cool. All right. Well, one that I tried out recently, you know, in WordPress, post types are often related. For instance, you know, you might want to relate something as far as recipes to ingredients, but to do so, you had to pretty much give your site a complete overhaul and start doing custom post types and taxonomies and weird stuff like that. Well, I found something called Post Connector. With Post Connector, you can actually directly relate post type to post type, foregoing every bit of the hassle of creating loads of kind of custom post type stuff and allowing you to do just really what you want to do, which it gives you kind of this relationship, not necessarily parent, but groupings. So you can really put things together. Let's just say we talk about recipes and ingredients. Say you've got a different post about different types of ingredients, yet you want to have automatic relationships so that your cookie recipe comes up in the butter ingredients. So it's a pretty cool way to do it, and it's really intuitive. You can really select which relates to what, and it does it in kind of a web, sort of a graphical way. Really easy to understand, really easy to get going. And I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That could be very useful when you're cross-promoting stuff.
Yep. Well, it gives us more of a CMS feel, mm-hmm. right? Because that's the one thing that WordPress lacks is when you do related posts, it's kind of based on what? Tags, keywords,
pretty
stuff
much,
like
yeah.
that. Not really human-related, human-intuitive relationships between one thing to another. So post connectors, excellent at that. So I hope everybody out there gives this one a shot.
All right, well, that wraps it up for us, and I covered up in this one Portfolio and Testimonial Manager, or the Portmonio Manager. And this
Testimonial,
one,
or Testfolio.
Testfolio. At any rate, this one here allows you to manage both portfolios and testimonials in one place, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating. Then I covered up Widgets as a Short Code, which allows you to stick the default widgets anywhere on your site you want. And I also covered up honeypot comments to eliminate those comments from spam bots, which I gave a 4 dragon rating to.
Yeah, I'm going to put Hello Dolly in my header everywhere. All right. I talked about WP Demo Builder, which I gave a perfect 5 out of 5. Good Reviews, which gets a 4 out of 5. And we just discussed Post Connector, which I gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
And let's wrap it up with a great commercial for you. Don't forget, it's great stock photography time. Go check out CanadaStockPhoto.com. Great, unique, not found anywhere else, stock photo images. New images are being added daily. And also, if you go click the link in the show notes, you can go get your free images. And we've got lots of good free images that are very useful to go download. All you got to do is sign up for the email list. So check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
That's right. And I want to remind you, if you're looking for a free SEO audit for your business, I am here to help you free of charge, normally a $4,000 item. But for listeners of the show, I'm going to help you out just for the experience. Give me a call or give me an email, actually, marcuscouch@gmail.com.
And of course, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, go check out the WP plugins daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a few minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over on the iTunes Store for reviews at blueberry.com or on Stitcher Radio.
Yes, help us knock out the competition on iTunes with your review. How can they contact us directly, John?
They can reach me directly on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A2Z.
That's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!